does.
Pound the strike zone. You got 9 guys out there that want to help you out.
And that is the one thing Central Washington has done a very good job of so far today. They have really done a good job not walking people. They have pounded the strike zone. And the Warriors, other than a couple innings in the middle of game one, they've done a pretty good job throwing strikes as well. But the difference today is Central Washington's gotten the big hits when they needed them, and the Warriors have not. First pitch breaking ball from Garza, it snaps over the plate for a strike. And the Warriors have had 2 guys thrown out on the bases. In close, tight games, that makes a difference. Davies swings and fouls a pitch back to the screen, and quickly he's behind in the count, 0-2.
That was a good hack.
It was interesting. Last year, the Warriors won the first 2 games of the series, and then Central Washington won the last 2. Central Washington wins game 1 ahead here in game 2. But, you know, it's a 4-game series. It's not a 1-game series. And you got to play it all the way through. Warriors got plenty of time. Got to keep chipping away. They trail by 3. Pitch is hit on 2 hops to the first baseman, Sharp. He will underhand it to Garza covering, and there's 1 away. Davies now 1-for-3.
Yeah, you just have to keep chipping away, just like you said. One at a time, 1 base runner at a time, 1 at bat at a time. Don't waste at bats.
And you can't, Madrigal's hit 2 home runs. You can't hit a 3-run homer here. He's 1 out, nobody on. You just got to find a way to get on base, have a good at bat, compete, and just keep the line moving. Madrigal is homered, and he has struck out looking. And the first pitch misses high, 1. Madrigal, who tied game 1 with a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th inning with 2 outs and 2 strikes, and then thought he had hit a game-winning double down the left field line that was called foul. And Madrigal's going to hit a little cue shot. It's going to be a fair ball down the right field side. Chasing after it is Sharp. He will get there, and he will hold Madrigal to a bloop single.
Good hitters get those breaks.
I think we call that a thang.
Yeah, it's a thang.
Alex Solis will be the batter. Solis been on base 2. He had a swinging bunt single in the 1st, and then he walked in the 3rd. And again, just like the Warriors used a lot of pitchers in game 1, so did Central Washington.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be the theme of the weekend, right? I mean, just survival at that point.
First pitch breaking ball misses low, 1. Especially in your season opener, you have a 13-inning game.
Yeah, there's worse things. I mean, you know, you get to see your staff and see where they're at, see where they can go.
And in a tight game, who can handle pressure, who maybe struggles a little bit with it? Pitches in the dirt, knocked down by Helm, and it's quickly 2-0. And now you wonder, Garza, into his 5th inning of work, if maybe he's gotten a little bit fatigued. And Coach Story going to hustle out there and check on his big right-hander. Jace Eberhardt in the bullpen for Stanislaus. Another local kid.
I wonder what Coach is saying to him. You know, he's got 33 years of experience, so I bet he's imparting his knowledge at this time.
That or just don't lie to me. How are you feeling? Because I'm going to get somebody up, and I can tell. I've been out here for 33 years. I can tell when you're lying to me, and exactly. When someone's lying to me and when they're not.
Yeah.
And I think also remind him, you got a 3-run lead. Now's not the time to nibble.
I bet he's part-time psychologist as well.
Oh, heck yeah. Anybody who coaches, teaches, you're as much psychologist as you are, psychologist and cheerleader as you are coach or teacher, as far as teaching information. Breaking ball spins in there for a strike, 2-1. I don't think Solis was looking for a 2-0 breaking ball. And Garza threw a real good one there. Solis wise to just spit on it. 2-1 breaking ball, that almost hits him in the noggin as he gets out of the way, and it's 3-1.
Yeah, when I was coaching for such a long time at, in practice, you're a coach and a teacher. And in games, if you're done your job, you're a cheerleader.
3-1 pitch is a breaking ball. Misses, and that's 4. And just like that, Flavio Perez represents the tying run. So a thang single by Madrigal, a walk to Solis. 2nd time in a row Solis has walked. That is the 3rd walk of the day given up by Garza. And now Flavio Perez who struck out and doubled in a run. His first RBI of the year. Flavio's got a couple of hits in the doubleheader today. First pitch breaking ball taken for a strike, and that's a good take by Flavio. And the only thing you're going to do with that pitch is hit a 6-4-3 double play.
Yeah.
If you hit it at all.
That's a good take.
Madrigal the runner at second, Solis the runner at first. Outfield swung way around towards left field. Fastball, outside corner, strike two. And the one thing Flavio's got to watch, that front shoulder, he has a tendency to open up, pull off the ball, and if it's middle in, he'll crush it. But anything middle away, he thinks it's outside because he's pulling off the pitch.
Yeah, you got to stay on it.
And a breaking ball foul tipped at the plate as somehow Perez barely got a piece of that hard breaking ball. I think it got a piece of helm.
That's what happens with my golf swing.
Oh, my golf swing's great. So tell everybody where you were this week. You had a fun week.
Yeah, I went to Texas, Hill Country, for numerous different reasons. And then I flew back into town and I drove over to the AT&T, watched the Thursday round. Saw some incredible golf, and then I played golf myself, and that wasn't incredible. I played at Bayonet.
Well, playing at Bayonet, you might have been better off playing at Pebble. Bayonet is wicked.
It's not easy.
I played Black Horse, and that is not a lot of fun, and you're a way better golfer than I am. I'm like, I paid to suffer like this?
Correct.
0-2, the count to Perez. Fastball. Ball one.
The best part of the round is I came around one of the holes in those garbage cans that are, you know, they're vented looking with
yes.
metal. I saw an empty Dust Bowl IPA can in there.
Made your day.
Made my day. The round went away.
1-2, the count to Perez. Runners take their leads at first and second. First, next pitch is hit slowly to third. Coming in on it is Juarez. He'll field it. He'll throw out Perez. Runners will move up to second and third, but now there are two away.
Okay, this is it right here. I mean, you got two outs. You need a big hit.
And you got the big lefty first baseman up there, Navarrete Jr. He has struck out, and he hit one back up the middle that looked like it was ticketed for center field and a run, and two runs, and it hit off the glove of Garza, went right to Manzardo, the second baseman, who threw out Navarrete to end the third inning. That was a big play. That was two runs, and the Warriors were still going. Instead, it was inning over.
Almost same situation.
And he's going to ground one through the hole into right field for a base hit. Scoring is Madrigal. Around third is Solis. The throw home is not going to be in time as Solis scores with a dive. It's a two-run single for Navarrete, and the Warriors chip away. It's now 5-4.
Yeah, two out hits are the best things you can have.
They're energetic for the offense, everything. And they're backbreaking for the pitcher.
Yeah, it's just the best.
So the Warriors get two of the four runs they gave back up in the top of the fifth inning, and now Navarrete at first, and Jean-Luc Goldman the batter. Jean-Luc is 1-for-2. First pitch breaking ball misses outside. Ball one.
Jean-Luc looks like he's locked in tonight.
Well, he's excited. He's going to get the opportunity to be the backup catcher and know he's going to play at least a full game once a weekend, sometimes twice, depending on how many innings these games go, as that fastball is pop foul out of play, 1-1. I'm doing something different this year, but I color up the runs. Blue means it's a normal hit, scored, all that kind of stuff, but I'm changing my coloring on walks that score, because last year there were so many walks that happened and then scored, trying to keep track of that a little bit easier.
That's high tech.
It's something.
Color-coded.
Color-coded, which is scary. Breaking ball hangs up high, 2-1. So any cool celebrities obviously you saw pro golfers, but any cool celebrities you saw on Thursday?
Yeah, the oddest thing that I saw that was really cool was Pau Gasol trying to golf.
Oh, my gosh.
7-footer. He was in the sand trap, and it was, you know, a deep bunker, and you could still see his head. And then he gets it out of the bunker, but it flies into the stands, and he just kind of tossed his club and said, I'm done.
7-footers playing golf, that's got to be tough. Two strikes to Goldman as he swings and pops one foul out of play, stays 2-2.
It was unique, for sure, just to watch him. He walked right by me, gave me a little fist bump.
Yeah, you don't realize how tall they are until you see those guys in person.
He was
it's
huge.
A whole different world.
He was huge.
2-2 the count. Runner at first. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, and Goldman goes down on strikes. Fifth strikeout of the evening for Garza, but the Warriors get back in as they pick up two runs on two hits, no errors, and a runner left. We're through five here in game two of the doubleheader. It's Central Washington 5 and the Warriors 4.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
All right, back here, top of the sixth inning.
Carl Yastrzemski.
It is, we're having a conversation. You can tell it's been a long day and a long evening. We're trying to figure out the greatest number eights in baseball history. And we got Willie Stargell, and then Brett just came up with Carl Yastrzemski. Yogi Berra.
There you go.
I had to go to the Yankees. You figure you got somebody great there, right?
Yeah. They don't even use the number anymore, probably.
No.
I don't know how many numbers are left for the Yankees.
Well, that's why you got Judge at 99, and what is it, Oswaldo Cabrera wearing 93?
Exactly.
It's just weird.
Aaron Judge out of Linden, California.
Yes, you know, my son played high school football against him.
Oh, good luck.
I said, Cody, you know you played high school football against that guy? He goes, what do you mean?
You didn't notice him?
Well, I'll finish the story in a second. First pitch to Helm, who's 2-for-2 today. He's led off innings with base hits twice, and he scored twice. He's had a good day for as a backup catcher.
Came a long way for a good day.
Pitch is cued off the end of the bat, foul down the first base side, and it's 0-2. So his senior, they scrimmaged. It wasn't a, but they scrimmaged Linden. And Judge was a tight end, and my son played outside linebacker and wide receiver. And so I told Cody later, I said, you know, he played high school football against that guy. He goes, what do you mean? His next pitch is looped into shallow right field. Leonasio is going to go onto the outfield grass, and he's going to make the catch for out number one. And so I said, Cody, Linden tight end. He goes, oh, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He was huge.
Yes, he is. That's a big man.
Cody said, nicest guy, though.
Yeah, super nice.
Super nice guy, but dang, he was big. Well, I wasn't getting his way.
No.
One away, and Justin Birch will be the batter. Birch takes the first pitch fastball for a strike. Owen, do you get out to Oracle Park much? See the Giants? I mean, your schedule's tough to get out there.
Yeah, it is, but I try once a year at least to get out there, especially when the Padres are in town. They're my team.
Oh, they are? You're a Padres guy.
Yeah.
Pitch is swung on, looped foul, chasing after his Never Ready Jr., but he will run out of room as it'll be fouling out of play. And there's 0-2, the count. Jaden Anderson, who I swear has thrown a half a game in the bullpen today, he was up four times in game one, is getting loose again in the bullpen for Central Washington.
Let's get him on the hill.
He will not be warm. I mean, he's had plenty of time to get warm. You just wonder if he's used all his bullets. As that's a breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three, as Goldman able to hang on to it. And that is a strikeout for Bertoncini, his first strikeout. Two away. And go back to the top of the order, and Marcus Munzardo. We can close the book on Pierce Saylor in his first start as a Warrior. He goes 4 1/3 innings, gives up 8 hits, 5 runs, all of them already. He walked one and he struck out one. Really pitched very, very well through the first four. Ran out of gas in inning number 5. As that changeup is swung on and missed by Munzardo. Strike one.
So going back to the Padres thing, you know, I was down there in 83 playing at Grossmont Junior College. I lived in Mission Gorge right across from Jack Murphy Stadium.
Oh.
So I'd walk over to the game. I'd go over the overpass into the parking lot, and I'm eating a hot dog and drinking a soda.
Yes, you were. Drinking a soda. Because you were still in college in a public place.
Yeah, and sitting in left field bleachers.
Which was way away from home plate back in that. Because remember, there was the wall, and then it was the bleachers behind, well behind the wall.
I looked at Carmelo Martinez all year.
Swing and a miss, strike three, as Manzardo goes down on three strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bertoncini. And a clean 1-2-3 shutdown inning for Caleb. We're through 5.5 here at Warrior Baseball Field. We're going to have a new pitcher. We'll tell you about him when we come back. It's Central Washington 5 and the Warriors 4.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Turlock in like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Oh, back to baseball field. Yeah, Brett was talking about his time at Jack Murphy Stadium when he was in college. Before we get into my Jack Murphy story, I'm going to tell you my dad went to college in downtown Chicago. Back when old Trinity College was in downtown instead of out wherever the heck it is in the suburbs now. In Deerfield, Illinois. So anyway, my dad stayed in Chicago his first 2 years. He left in September of 1960 at 17 years old. He didn't come back home until June of 62 because they just couldn't afford to bring him back.
Right.
It was too expensive. He may have come home like once for Christmas. And so he would stay back there and work, and he tried to get a job where he got off early, and he'd go watch the Cubs. Sit down in the bleachers for a buck.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
I mean, my dad loved baseball, especially when the Giants were, like, you want to go when the Padres are in town to Oracle. My dad wanted to go to Wrigley when the Giants were in town. Of course, that was when it was Mays and McCovey and Marichal and Cepeda and the Alou brothers.
Wow.
How that team never won a World Series, I will never know.
Yeah, they had it.
So it'll be Baker, Leonasio, and Valdivia. Warriors trail 5-4, bottom of the sixth inning. Jaden Anderson, the new pitcher for the Wildcats. Anderson, a transfer from Minnesota North Rainy River College. I'm going to say that just sounds cold.
Yeah, it sounds cold, and I don't even know the nickname of that college.
I don't either. I don't have time to look it up. We'll have Joe look it up. Give him something to do. So Rainy River, yeah. Somebody said it's the Polar Bears. I'm going to get in trouble with the people in Central Washington to keep this up. Anderson was 3-5 last year with a save and a 3.88 ERA. Next pitch to Baker misses inside. It's 2-0. Anderson's a big fella, tall right-hander. List him at 6'3", 260.
Yeah, he's all that. He's a big kid.
Big, strong right-hander. Fires. The 2-0 pitch misses inside, and it's 3-0.
The Voyagers.
Voyagers. That's a cool nickname.
Yeah, it is. I haven't heard that one.
That one's kind of cool. You know, they've taken away some of the old nicknames that aren't appropriate anymore.
Yeah, I was watching St. John's today, and I remember when they were the Redmen, and now they're the Red Storm.
Is it Storm now?
Yeah, Red Storm.
Well, old Gustine, where was your rival when you coached Orestimba and I played against, used to be the Redskins. Now they're just the Reds.
The Reds.
3-1 the count to Baker. Fastball off the glove of Helm to the backstop and a leadoff walk for the Warriors here to their number 8 hitter to start off the bottom of the 6th. Ryan Leonasio will be the batter. Leonasio's 0-for-1 here in Game 2. He had 2 hits in Game 1. He grounded out to 2nd and he walked. So we'll see how Coach Kenny plays this. I'm going to guess a little small ball action. Got one of your fastest guys at first and probably the guy who handles the bat the best as far as doing a lot of different things at the plate.
What about a little old hit and run?
I would love to see a little hit and run here. We're going to have a square round, pull the bat back, take a fastball outside, ball 1. And I think this guy's thrown six pitches now, five of them out of the strike zone in his Division II debut. If he wants to dig himself a hole, you got to let him dig. Leonacio squares to bunt. Big right-hander throws, and Leonacio pulls the bat back, and he takes a strike. And that was almost like he was told square, but I want you to take a strike.
Yes.
Baker, who was thrown out trying to steal third after he stole second in the fourth inning, does not go, and Leonacio takes a slider at the bottom of the strike zone at the knees, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, that looked a little low, but obviously it crossed the plate at the right level.
Now, Leonacio are going to have to battle down 1-2. 1-2 pitch. That slider misses outside, 2-2. So my back Jack Murphy Stadium story. I went, took my two oldest kids, Cassie and Cody, and we were there. They were playing the Cardinals back when McGuire was with the Cardinals. Ray Langford, former Davis High School.
Yes, sir.
Was playing for the Cardinals. And we were sitting up underneath the first deck. Baker goes, the pitch is swung on and cued off of the foot, and Leonacio is going to do the dance. That hurt.
Yeah, he's got a little limp there.
Yeah, that did not feel good at all. And so we're sitting kind of up under first deck, way up under the lower reserved. And Mark McGuire is at the plate, and he fouls one back, and he hit it so hard, he hit it underneath the overhang. It hit the seat a section over from us, two rows back, and put a dent halfway into the seat.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was... I mean, straight foul back. I mean, it was coming in so fast. Thank goodness there was nobody sitting there. Well, 2-2, the count to Leonacio. Baker goes again. The pitch is driven out to right center field. Chasing after it is Blank. He's going to get there. He's going to slide, and he's going to make the catch for out number one. Nice play by Blank as he was swung way over towards right center field, and he's able to chase down the fly ball off the bat of Leonacio for out number one. Back to the top of the order and Valdivia. Robert has had a tough day. He is 0-3 in this game. He is 0-9.
He's got to climb out of that hole right now.
To say he is due is an understatement. Guy who hit 315 last year. First pitch fastball misses high by one. He's got 144 hits in 2 years. The man can hit. This is where if you do have this in late April, early May, nobody even pays attention. Happens at the beginning of the year, start to get like, ooh, Valdivia is going to swing and chop one foul at the plate. It's 1-1. And here's where, if you're Robert, you got to relax and not start pressing.
Yeah. Looks like he went to Citrus College down in L.A.
Yeah, actually, I saw him this summer at a game at Angel Stadium. I was walking out as he was walking out. I'm like, Robert, down there with, took my daughter and her boyfriend to see the Angels and Braves. Pitch is grounded to short as the runner goes. The throw to second is going to be in time as they get Baker. Baker never slid. There was never a throw made by Manzardo. And Coach Story wants to know if that's interference on Baker, and the runner at first should be out. Baker was going on the pitch, and the ball was hit on a couple of hops of the shortstop Birch. He went to second for the force, and Baker just stopped, and Manzardo just never even tried to throw it. I think if Manzardo turns and tries to throw it, they may call Baker for interference, but he never made an attempt, but they're going to say that they're going to call him out, Baker on interference, and the inning is over. For the Warriors here in the sixth, not able to take advantage of the leadoff walk, we're through six here in Turlock. It's Central Washington 5 and the Warriors 4.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field. Well, so we got some verification on that. It was a fielder's choice, Valdivia reach, and then he is out on the interference by Baker. That goes as four and assisted because Manzardo is the one who had the baseball. For those of you scoring at home, which God bless you if you're doing that, mine just looks like chicken scratch by now. You should see the other one I had, Brett, from earlier. I was out on the tip. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was past the 12 innings. We were on the margins there trying to finish that thing up. Good thing Joe didn't need to look at that and figure everything out. That would have been a nightmare.
Oh, man.
So it'll be the 2-3-4 hitters. It'll be Varner Jr., Blank, and Ponce to face Burton Cini. Varner Jr. is 1-for-3 and an RBI single and scored a run his last time up. First pitch is in the dirt. Ball one.
Yeah, in the first game, he hit that ball right over that, right around that light pole out there in right field.
It was crushed.
It was crushed.
Now, when you played here, obviously the fence is different, but was it a tall fence like it is now?
No, it was probably like it is in the middle there.
What, 8-footer?
Was that 8 feet? 8 feet, yeah. And we had no, you know.
Oh, no, it was chain link.
Yeah, it was chain link, and this field is absolutely gorgeous. Coach has done a great job with this.
I mean, this is by far one of the best Division II fields you'll see a baseball game in. Okay, Point Loma accepted because they're looking at the ocean. Outside of that place,
yeah,
it is as good as any Division II and better than a lot of Division I fields in California. Pitch misses low to Varner. It's 2-1. Changeup swung on and missed, strike two. And now Burton Cini seems to have kind of found that changeup a little bit. Didn't have it in the inning he came in relief, and Central Washington took advantage, but he has found it now, and it has fallen off the table.
Yeah, that one clipped the dirt. Still took a hack at it.
2-2 pitch. Fastball just misses inside. 3-2.
Yeah, when I was playing fall ball at Grossmont, we'd go out and play Point Loma. I said, my goodness, this is beautiful.
Oh, it's an incredible place.
It's hard to hit. It's hard to hit there because of that ocean breeze coming in on you.
3-2 the count. Pitch is chop foul, right side. And Chico State just went down there and won 2 out of 3 against Point Loma, who has been one of the premier programs in Division II for a while. They were in the College World Series last year. And they are extremely talented and have a great program.
You shut them out twice.
Yeah. Chico State pitched like crazy down there. Ocean breeze must have been blowing in. Pitch is swung on and popped up behind home plate. Goldman going to take a look, but he's going to run out of room. So it lands about halfway up the seats. As we had a decent crowd here for the first game, but after 13 innings and it's pushing 7:30, everybody got a little tired and got hungry.
Hopefully they
probably went to Dust Bowl to eat dinner.
I hope so.
They didn't go to Dust Bowl. Hopefully they went to Cuts or Katana because they're two of our sponsors. So, you know, send people where we can provide good help for them. 3-2 pitch is swung in and ripped foul down the first base side.
I might have to drop by the office after this, maybe, and see if everything's okay.
If you need any help, I'm happy to if you know, if you feel unsafe.
I got the green light from the wife tonight, so I'm good.
My wife's going to be asleep in about 5 minutes. Pitch is grounded to short on the changeup. Valdivia's got it. He'll throw across the diamond in time to get Varner Jr., and there's one away. Better check and make sure everybody did well. Had a good night, turned a lot of tables.
Yeah, turned the tables.
Has that been one thing that's been surprising for you, Brett? We've talked about the craft beer and all the other stuff, but the fact that as a restaurant, you guys have become so popular.
Yeah, we're not restaurateurs at all. I mean, that wasn't the... But we knew that it would go along with the brewery, and we knew we had to get better at that and evolve, and we've done so. And I'm very proud of the staff and how they do that.
Oh, it's a great – it's where we take our grandkids to dinner because you guys have done such a phenomenal job making it so family-friendly as the pitch is swung on and fouled out by Blank. It's 1-1. Blank tonight is 1-for-3 at an RBI single his last time up.
Yeah, I have people around town telling me their kids want to go there.
They love it. That's where all the birthday parties are now.
They suggest it instead of the parents.
Oh, yeah.
The parents go, yeah, why not?
What you guys have done with your beer garden and just the ability for the kids to run around and play, it's just so awesome. Pitch is hit on the ground, just second base. Leonasio's got it. He throws out blank and a couple of ground balls, and there's quickly two away here in the seventh. The squeakers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do squeak in your mouth. It's wild.
That's what they're supposed
to do. The Oki Nachos, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I love your the spicy Hawaiian pizza.
Yes.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, you got some other, like, I don't call it fancy, but kind of cool stuff. You got that the ahi tuna salad, little seared ahi. That's solid.
Brought that back.
Two outs and Ponce the batter. Slider catches the outside corner. Strike one. Ponce today is 1-for-2. He's flied out, walked, and had an RBI single his last time up. One strike pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Good to see Burton Cini after a little bit of wobble there when he came in relief in the fifth. He has settled in, and he has given the Warriors two solid innings of relief. Now, my wife's favorite is the peanut butter and jelly burger.
Yeah.
It's almost too much for me, but it's tasty. As that pitch is swung on and missed in the dirt, Goldman picks it and he tags out Ponce and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Caleb Burton City. Nothing doing for the Wildcats here in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time here for the second time here at Warrior Baseball Field. It's the Wildcats 5 and the Warriors 4.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-4 Central Washington trying to sweep this doubleheader. It has been a very entertaining, tight, competitive couple days of baseball. Central Washington won the first game 6-5 in 13 innings after the Warriors tied it with a 3-run homer with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and thought they'd won it twice in the 10th and the 11th. And the Wildcats end up leaving the bases. The Warriors left the bases loaded in the bottom of the 13th with one out. And lost 6-5. It's 5-4 here. Davies, Madrigal, and Solis to lead it off against Jaden Anderson. First pitch to Davies misses outside. Ball one. Davies is 1-for-3 in this game. He has grounded out twice and he has doubled and scored.
Yeah, I was in at the basketball game. I'm glad I didn't have to watch that. It sounded exciting.
It was exciting until the end.
Yeah.
Two hopper to first. Sharp's got it. He'll take it to bag himself. And there's one away. Madrigal will be the batter. Madrigal's had himself a day. Today, he's already got, in this second game, he is 2-for-3 with a home run, a single, and he's scored two, and he's knocked in a run. And he had the big 3-run homer in the ninth inning in game one. Unfortunately, he made the final out of the game as he lined a shot into center field. It was right at the center fielder with the bases loaded. First pitch, fastball misses high, ball one. So, Recovery Lab was our last commercial, and Brett, you go into Recovery Lab. I'm in there pretty much every Friday afternoon. It has just been such a game changer for me physically as that fastball misses inside 2-0.
Yeah, I go to George at the Recovery Lab. He makes sure that he keeps me maintained for my golf game. Works on my hips, lower back, you know.
Keep you able to turn.
Yeah.
Fastball catches the outside corner, 2-1.
Keep that rotation going.
See, because I do so much work, sitting, desk, meetings, all that kind of stuff, I'm just all in the shoulders and the neck. So I go to Susie and she just wrenches on my neck for an hour once a month. It just swung on and foul back to the screen. It's 2-2.
Have you done that cryo?
Oh, yeah. I love the cryo.
Crazy.
I tell you, I feel so good. I need to do it more. I've kind of gotten a little bit bad about not doing it. I do the sauna about twice a month. I do the Normatec twice a month. And then I get the one-on-one with Susie once a month. So I got to get in cryo a little bit more often, though. I feel better. It's hard to do it when it's cold outside.
Yeah, middle of summer, it's easy.
Oh, it is. Just like it's hard to do the sauna in the middle of summer. I just go sit outside. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes full, 3-2. But boy, it sure feels good. That sauna feels good this time of year.
Yep.
3-2 pitch to Madrigal is high and outside, ball four. And a one-out walk puts the tying run on base for Stanislaus with Alex Solis coming to the plate. Solis has been on base all three times here in game two after he took an 0-for in game one. He had an infield single in the first. He walked in the third and walked and scored in the fifth. And Coach Story going to come out to the mound and have a little chat with his big right-hander. We're going to have a pitching change. This call to the pen brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. 5-4 Central Washington. Warriors have a runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back with more right after this.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Alex Solis will come to play. He will face Brandon Ponce, who started at third base in Game 1, was the designated hitter in Game 2, and the big right-hander, 6'3", 235-pounder, going to come in, and he throws gas. Madrigal, the runner at first. First pitch from Ponce is a fastball in the dirt, scoots away from Helm, but not far enough for Madrigal to advance. Ball one. I think if Madrigal had taken the secondary and seen that right away, he could have gone. But once he hesitated and took a step back towards first base, he had no chance.
Too late. That run's super important right there.
Yeah, that 90 feet getting a scoring position with one out would be huge. Ponce, the big right-hander, deals. Fastball misses high, 2-0.
What a luxury the coach has with this guy. I mean, he played third base in the first game. He's one of their top hitters, and now he's on the mound.
Oh, yeah. Dominguez has a similar guy to that. I got to remember his name as they chase Madrigal back to first. Big DH. Killed the Warriors here last year. Now his name escapes me. number 26. I remember that part. That kid was a monster, and then he just threw absolute flames. So Lee swings and fouls it off out of play. In fact, Dominguez Hills went down to Fresno Pacific, and they lost 2 out of 3. They won the opener yesterday, game 1, 15-4, and then lost 7-5 and 7-6. I'll just hit the box score, and that'll tell me who this is, because I'm sure he played. Noah Carliner, I remember him. Played first base, but he could absolutely throw gas, and he'd get the ball a country mile. 2-1 pitch is a slider, dips a little low, and it's 3-1.
I think I was here for that one of those games.
Friday night, he came in, and he hit two balls.
Bombs, yeah.
Bombs.
Yeah, I was here. I remember that.
3-1 the count to Solis. Ponce deals. Fastball misses, high ball 4, and back-to-back walks have put 2 on with 1 out for Flavio Perez. Perez today, 1 for 3. He's got a double and an RBI. He's also struck out and bounced out to third. And here's where Flavio's got to be patient. Ponce has come in. He struggled with his command. Got to make him get in the strike zone. Big gap in right center field as Felton, the center fielder, swung way over towards left center field. And Flavio swings at a slider and doesn't get it, strike 1. And that's the guy just being a little too over-anxious.
Yeah, that was a big swing right there. He played at COS down in Visalia. When I was playing, those guys were loaded.
Yeah, he had quite a junior college career, and he's had a very strong career here at Stanislaus. He ended the year last year absolutely on fire. Hoping that he will be able to bring that into this year. Breaking ball hangs up high. I was telling Larry, I think he's one of the keys to this season, especially getting off to an early start. His last 13 games last year, Brett, he hit .467 with 4 homers and 20 RBIs. Perez did.
My goodness. Let's do that right now.
1-1 the count. Runners take their leads from first and second. Fastball back to the screen. And the runners will move up into second and third. So now the Warriors have the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second. And it's 2-1 the count to Perez, and Ponce having a tough time finding the strike zone. That was a definition of a wild pitch.
You got to get a ball you can drive to the outfield. That's the key.
And at minimum, just something you can hit hard on the ground up the middle.
Yeah.
At minimum, you got to get that runner home from third. At the minimum. Warriors could not do that in the bottom of the 13th. And it cost them in game 1. Slider misses low, and it's 3-1.
That was great discipline right there.
And that's the second. He threw that same pitch to Solis in the 2-1, and he took the same pitch down, trying to get him to just pound that into the ground. So 3-1 the count to Perez. Navarrete Jr. has already got 4 hits today. Waits on deck. 3-1 pitch. Fastball, and Perez swings at ball 4, and he doesn't get it. It's 3-2.
What's interesting to me is the middle infielders are back. And so I'm trying to, I think they're trying to take away that second runner that would be.
Exactly.
Lead.
You're willing to give up the tying run.
Yeah.
But you don't want to play in and have a simple little ground ball get through, and now you're behind.
Right.
3-2 the count. Ponce deals. Fastball. Foul tipped off the glove of Helm as Perez swung at another pitch up by his eyes. And it's 3-2. That's a high, hard fastball. That is the toughest pitch to lay off, especially for a guy like Perez who's an RBI guy. His job is to knock in runs.
Yeah, he wants to do it so badly. He just pulled the trigger there, and he probably should have taken that one.
So we'll do it again, 3-2. Madrigal at third, Solis at second. Warriors trail 5-4 here, bottom of the 7th, 1 out. Ponce deals, and the pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3, and Perez strikes out, and a big strikeout for Ponce, and there's 2 away. It's good old-fashioned country hardball.
Yeah.
That time he got it down, and Perez couldn't catch up to it.
No. Here's the at-bat right here. You got to get that 2-out base hit, 2-out knock.
Navarrete Jr., 1 for 3, had a 2-run, 2-out single his last time up. He has also struck out, and he has grounded out. And again, you also got to be awake if you're Madrigal at third, as Ponce has already thrown one to the backstop. Got ready to bounce with two outs. Everett Jr. is open, left-handed stance, waits, kind of holds the bat kind of stiff at the top, but boy, he gets into a hitting position quickly. First pitch,
there
and
it
bounces off the plate to the backstop, scoring as Madrigal on the wild pitch, and this game is tied at five. And on the play, Solis moves to third. Well, two walks and two wild pitches have gotten the Warriors a tie. And now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away, and if you're Central Washington, you're a little nervous about having Ponce throw that breaking pitch again, as he spiked that one straight into the ground. Helm had no chance.
No chance.
So 1-0 the count to Navarrete Jr., and now it puts pressure on the infield defense, too. Navarrete can run. Anything hits slowly on the infield, a little more angst for the Wildcats.
Yeah, you got to put this ball in play.
Infield back, outfield swung around towards right and deep. Fastball misses low, and it's 2-0. And with Ponce out on the mound, that low strike has gone away. There's a couple times I thought he'd thrown a pretty good pitch, and he has not gotten the call. Tyler Van Dyke has come out on deck to hit for John Luke Goldman if we get that far. And Rob Reddy is going to hit one a mile high, and this is going to be fun. Birch, the shortstop, doing the pop-up dance out in shallow center field. He will make the catch to retire the side, but the Warriors pick up the tying run without the benefit of a hit. Two walks, two wild pitches, and a runner left. We're through seven. And we're back tied again. It's 5-5.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
All right, it is a 5-5 ball game as we head to the top of the eighth inning. In game one, we stayed 5-5 until the 13th. I think Brent and I are both hoping that does not happen in this game.
Yeah, we have a place to go.
We do have a place to go, and we have things to do.
Yeah.
And so it is a 5-5 ball game as we head to the top of the eighth. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Central Washington. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Stanislaus. Caleb Bertoncini, who has been excellent in his 2 2/3 innings of relief, will head back out there again to pitch his third full inning of relief. He will face Lead, Sharp, and Juarez here in the eighth. And some activity down in the Stanislaus pen. We'll see if we can figure out who that is down there. Ben Lead is 0-for-3 in this game. He has grounded out, struck out, and fouled out. Eberhardt getting loose again. He threw earlier tonight, so it shouldn't take him long to get going. 1-0, the count to Lead. Lead, who hit .425 last year, depending on the publication, either a second or third team preseason All-American, takes the change up low, and it's 2-0.
I see where he's from, Corvallis, Oregon, and then but he went to junior college at Wenatchee, which is
that is kind of the
far
pipeline. There's a lot of guys that went to Wenatchee. I think it's pretty close to
it is
Ellensburg. The winning pitcher in game one was from Wenatchee, and Bertoncini misses in the exact same spot again, and it's 3-0. Hagee, who got the win in his debut as a Wildcat in relief, is also from Wenatchee. Fastball misses inside, and that's a 4-pitch walk to start the top of the eighth. And Ray, you and I have coached enough ball to know leadoff walks usually don't end up good situations.
No, it's quite possibly the worst thing you can do.
Especially right after your team ties it.
Yeah.
With that, because of walks and wild pitches. You just don't want to give it right back to them. Andrew Sharp will be the batter. Sharp is 2-for-3 today. He is doubled, singled, and knocked in a run, and he has been robbed of extra bases by Jacob Baker. Perez coming way in and a bunt up in front of the plate. Goldman's got it. He will throw out Sharp, and on the play, lead goes to second. And to be honest, as much as I've seen Sharp swing the bat the last 2 years, that's not that disappointing if you're a Warrior fan to take the bat out of his hands as he sacrifices 2-3.
We'll take that out.
One away, and now Nora Juarez will be the batter. And that is not a knock on Juarez or anybody else. It's just Sharp has been really, really good. And what we have seen from him. Juarez, left-hander, waits, and that changeup is swung on and missed. Strike one. Juarez is 0-for-3, has grounded out twice, and he has popped a second. Travis Helm, who is 2-for-3 and scored a couple of runs, waits on deck. Open bag at first. You got to wonder, if you get Juarez, do you even pitch to Helm? One strike pitch, dips low, 1-1. Last year, Juarez against the Warriors went 2-for-7. He knocked in 2. He scored twice.
Taking a look at this lead at second, looks a little tight to the bag. The second baseman's way off into right on the right side of the infield. He must be worried about a little pick play from behind.
Yeah, Valdivia is not too far away from the second base bag, but you know it's going to be tough. Lead's got good speed though, so I think he feels like, especially with the wet outfield, a base hit, he's going to be able
to
score.
Yeah.
1-2, the count to Juarez. The pitch by Burton Senior is that changeup swung on a miss. No, he said he foul tipped it. Goldman couldn't hang on, and the count stays 1-2, and Juarez lives to fight another day. He just tipped that. Used to joke, you got the red part of the string on it. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just off the plate wide. 2-2. Lead the runner at second. 5-5 ball game here, top of the eighth inning. Bertoncini from the stretch. His 2-2 pitch is that changeup, and it's a pearl, and Juarez swings and misses strike three. And that is out number two. And now decision time for Coach Leonasio, as Helm has had some of the better at-bats of the night for the Wildcats. He is 2-for-3. He doubled and scored in the third. He had an infield single and scored on the fifth, and then he popped out to Leonasio to lead off the sixth. We're now in the eighth. Tying, go ahead, run at second, 2 outs. And that is a check swing roller towards the Warrior dugout. Strike one. You know, I feel bad. I don't see our strength and conditioning coach, Joey Guzzo, in the dugout. He was in there before when we were mentioning ugly finders, and now I don't see him. I wonder if he got his feelings hurt, and I'm going to hear about it. I'm going to be in big trouble. One strike pitch to Helm, misses high, 1-1. I almost made Joe spit his coffee out. I love Joey. I give Joey a bad time. That guy works extremely hard. Imagine all the different workout plans for each sport and each kid. That is a full-time job. 1-1 pitch is a beautiful changeup, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. This will be pitch number 50 for Bertoncini, and as we said, he has been very, very good. Can he get one more pearl of a changeup here and get out of the inning? Get through the top of the eighth. Runner at second, 2 outs. The 1-2 pitch is that changeup. That one hung a little bit, and Helm able to get a piece of it and foul it off Goldman to the backstop, and it stays 1-2. I think Bert a little fortunate there. That had a little hang.
That was hanging there. What's amazing to me is how far fitness has come, you know, in the 40 years since I've played. I mean, it's part of the program now, which it was not.
Oh, no. As a pitcher, they said never lift weights. Yeah, fastball misses inside, 2-2.
There was all these old school philosophies that now do not exist. I mean, those guys have to have leg strength and endurance.
And just learning what muscles to build up for what you're doing based on the sport you're playing.
Yes.
Change up again, swung on and fouled away in a battle here between Helm and Bertoncini. Count stays at 2-2. Big pitch right here. Go ahead, run at second. 2 outs. Top of the eighth inning and a 5-5 ball game. It has been two very tight, entertaining ball games here to start the season. Bertoncini from the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball is called a ball. Oh, no, excuse me. Called strike three. Nicholas Webb, that was the most delayed, quiet strike three call I've ever seen. He didn't do anything. Goldman tossed the ball to the mound. Everybody came off thing, and I'm waiting for Webb to bring him up because Helm's still standing at home plate. Well, that'll do it for the Wildcats here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a runner left. We're ahead to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the Warriors 5 and the Wildcats 5.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brandon Ponce back out there in a 5-5 ballgame. We'll have a pinch hitter to lead it off for the Warriors. It'll be Tyler Van Dyke to pinch hit for John Luke Goldman. And it'll be Jacob Baker and Ryan Leonasia. The Warriors try to get a lead to the ninth inning. Caleb Bertoncini, boy, saving the Warriors. 3 2/3 innings, one hit, one walk, 5 punch outs.
He's dealing.
This is the Caleb Bertoncini we remember from late last year when he was extremely effective. So Van Dyke, who pinch hit in game one and walked to load the bases in the bottom of the 13th inning. Last year, Van Dyke 4-for-10 as a pinch hitter. Hit 289 with 11 RBIs. The year before, he hit 4 home runs. He's got some pop. And this will be power on power. Hard fastball against a guy who can really swing hard. First pitch from Ponce, misses outside, ball one. And this is where concentration becomes key, because you've been out there a long time today. This started at 1 o'clock, we're pushing 8. And Van Dyke's going to hit one a mile high, back behind home plate, but it will drift out of play, and it's 1-1. Now, when you guys played, did you do a lot of three-game Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Or did you guys play the Saturday doubleheader? What was your schedule like when you guys played?
Yeah, it was Friday, Saturday. I can't even remember if we played on Sunday.
Did you play two Saturday then?
Yes.
Okay. You probably guys back then probably didn't play on Sunday.
I don't think so.
And then you guys would play a midweek game, though.
Yeah. Well, we played a lot of preseason, too. I mean, you know, just while we were in season, we played. I mean, we played
a lot of non-conference stuff.
Yeah, non-conference. We played Stanford, Cal, UOP, St. Mary's. I don't know why that doesn't occur now.
Well, now there's no advantage for the D1s to play those games. Yeah, but I was thinking you play 3-game series on the weekend, and then you play somebody else during the week, somebody that's not in your conference but still local.
Yes.
Fastball called strike three, and Van Dyke goes down on strikes. And he was looking for something else, and he got a fastball right down the middle. One away, and Jacob Baker will be the batter. Baker has been on base twice. He has struck out. He was hit by a pitch. He stole a base, and he walked. And again, Baker thought he was the hero of game one until his what appeared to be 2-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th got brought back into play by Ben Lead, the left fielder. First pitch is swung on and pop foul right side. Chasing after it is sharp. Will he have room? He will not as it drifts into the stand. Strike one.
We played USF. I don't think we ever played Santa Clara, but we played most of the D1s.
And well, and for them, they wanted to give their younger players a chance to play, and then they focused on Pac-12 or whatever the conference was at the time on the weekends.
Yeah. When we played Stanford, we faced a really good pitcher.
Breaking ball taken for a strike, and it's 0-2.
His name was Kunkel, I remember, and his dad was an umpire in the major leagues for quite a while.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember when you guys would play.
He was legit.
But in baseball, if you've got a solid pitcher, you can compete at any level. It's just the depth that wears out. If you play a four-game series, it gets tough.
Yeah.
Pitch misses outside, 2-1. Baker trying to get on base. Excuse me, it is 1-2. I thought it was 1-2. So it's 1-2, the count to Baker. Baker trying to get on base, get a rally started here in the bottom of the eighth inning and a 5-5 tie. Dionisio waits on deck. 1-2 pitch is a fastball in the dirt, 2-2.
Yeah, I remember one, we played at Cal, and that was a pretty unique experience for me because I was the bat boy at Cal when I was a little kid. My brother played there, Gene Tate. He played 4 years of ball at University of California.
I didn't realize you had an older brother. I knew Mick was the older brother. I didn't realize you had a brother older than that.
He was a year older, a little bit more than a year older.
2-2 the count to Baker. Pitch is popped up. Shortstop, Birch, onto the outfield grass. He makes the catch, and quickly there are two away. Well, after Ponce came in and he walked Solis on five pitches, he has settled down and retired four in a row. And now two outs and nobody on for Ryan Leonasio. Leonasio is 0-2. He has walked, grounded out, and flied out. He's got two hits so far in this doubleheader. Trying to keep this inning going to turn the lineup over for Valdivia. And he's going to hit one on two hops to third. Backing up is Juarez. The long throw will be in time to retire Leonasio. And a very quick and very easy 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth for Brandon Ponce. Nothing doing for the Warriors in the eighth. We're going to head to inning number nine. It's the Warriors 5 and the Wildcats 5.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
We've made it to the ninth inning of game two, and it is 5-5 between the Warriors and the Wildcats. It'll be 9-1-2 for the Wildcats. It'll be Burch, and back to the top of the order, Manzardo and Varner Jr. Bertoncini back out there. Again, he's thrown 53 pitches in 3 2/3 innings, and the first pitch changeup dips a little low, ball one. Burch today is 1-for-3 in the second game. He has flied out, had a bunt single and scored, and then he struck out against Bertoncini in the sixth. Important out right here for the Warriors. You got to get him out as Bertoncini misses high, 2-0. You do not want to turn it over with a runner at first as the nine hitter and to that top of the order. There's just way too much damage that can be done at the top of that order between Manzardo and Varner Jr. in particular. 2-0 pitch is swung on and chop foul. Third base side. A little surprise there, Burch swinging 2-0 as the nine hitter. Thought maybe he'd get the take sign. Action in the Stanislaus bullpen. Still Eberhardt getting loose down there. Pitch is swung on and rolled foul. Murphy, once he saw it go foul and knew that Birch was going to beat that out, he quickly wiped at it with his glove to make sure it was a foul ball, and the count evens at 2-2.
Yeah, he gobbled that one up. Birch out of Hawaii.
Again, that's interesting. Go from Hawaii to
Wenatchee Valley College. That's an interesting
journey. There must
be
a connection.
Yeah, there's got to be. I remember when we were playing at, I was playing at Modesto, Merced Junior College had a bunch of kids from Hawaii.
Sometimes you get a coach or a guy that from there, they end up moving here, and then they know people, and then all of a sudden you start, because what they, the Hawaiian kids, if you're good, you want to get residency in California, so then you can go to the state schools those last 2-3 years and not have to pay out of state tuition.
There you go.
2-2 pitch is swung on and chop foul down the third base side. We'll do it again. Our newest intern, Autumn Kirby, she is being baptized by fire today. She's already been our video producer for game one. Now she's our audio producer for game two. She did not realize when we talked about this that we were talking about 7 hours on Saturday. So pitch is swung and a hit high in the air, pretty well to center field, but it'll stay in the yard. Baker now squares around and makes the catch for out number one.
He got a good jump on that.
And it was hit high enough. He had plenty of time to get back there. What a way in. Marcus Manzardo will be the batter. Manzardo in game two is 1-for-4. He grounded out, singled in a run, flied out to center, and then he struck out his last time up. First pitch is at the knees for a strike. Last year when these two teams played, Manzardo, a transfer from Spokane Valley, went 8-for-18. He scored 5 runs. And was a royal pain. He has been a little quieter so far here today. Pitch misses outside 1-1. But a key at bat here. Guy with the speed. Tried to get on and allow Varner Jr. and the rest of those guys to bat with somebody on base. One one pitch is swung on and missed. Is that changeup? He waited and waited and still couldn't wait long enough.
No.
Out in front, it's 1-2. Well, the Warriors in the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the top of the order. It'll be Valdivia, Davies, and Madrigal. And hopefully, it'll still be a 5-5 tie. And the pitch is swung on and missed. He could not hold up. Murphy knocks it down. He throws out Manzardo, and quickly there are two away.
That change of speed is devastating.
Told you, that's a magic pitch.
Yeah.
Just disappears. Because it looks like the fastball. I mean, it comes out of his hands exactly the same. Sixth strikeout for Bertoncini in 4 1/3 innings of relief. Two outs, nobody on, and Bob Varner Jr. will be the batter. And he's going to hit one high and deep to right. Going back is Madrigal. It is gone. Varner Jr., who homered in the first inning of game one, homers here in the ninth inning of game two. And the Wildcats take a 6-5 lead. Just let the fastball out over the plate. And he did not miss it.
No, that kid's got a sweet stroke.
Second home run of the day for Varner Jr. He now has 3 RBIs. And it's 6-5. And that is the one mistake, the lone mistake Bertoncini has made here in his relief outing. And he's been excellent. And I was just about to say, the one thing you don't want to do is lay one out over the middle of the plate against this guy, because he can do that.
Yeah, he got extended, got the bat head on the ball, and out it went.
That was a no-doubter. Blank's going to drive one into left center field, chasing after Solis and Baker. Neither one's going to get it. Baker's got it. He'll cut it off. Heading for second is Blank. He'll get in there with a dive. And all of a sudden, with two outs, a homer and a double. And the ninth inning continues for the Wildcats. And that'll bring up Brandon Ponce, who all of a sudden now has got a chance to get a win as the DH and the pitcher.
This guy's never going to want to leave Turlock.
No. Today as a hitter, Ponce has an RBI single. He has also struck out, flat out, and walked. And he has also thrown an inning and two-thirds of hitless relief. And he swings and misses at the changeup and doesn't get it. Strike one. 6-5 Wildcats. Varner Jr. strikes again. It just chop foul at the plate. And it's 0-2. That is the fifth home run of the day combined by two teams. Madrigal has two for the Warriors. Barner Jr. has two for the Wildcats, and Ponce has a homer, and Jacob Baker still thinks he should have a homer, but he doesn't. 0-2 the count. Bertoncini trying to get the team in the dugout, down by only one. Pitch in the dirt. Murphy can't keep it in front of him. It goes to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch. And to third goes Blank. So runner third now with two outs and a 1-2 count to Ponce. You said top of the order for the Warriors in the bottom of the ninth inning. And there's no action in the Central Washington bullpen, so you got to think Brandon Ponce has got to go out and try to finish this himself. Can he give himself some insurance? He's behind in the count 1-2. Pitch is swung on, reach for, and chop foul. He stays alive at 1-2. And the big sluggers like this, they don't like to face guys that throw that nasty changeup.
No, that's a nightmare.
They want you to just come at him with the hard stuff.
Yeah, you got to be careful with this guy. You're only down one. You don't want to be down two or three.
1-2 the count. Fastball misses down and away. 2-2. The only problem is you got the preseason All-American on deck. Yeah. I mean, this is the Central Washington team. They are deep. They've got a lot of guys. And we talked about, well, they've developed some depth. Well, the bottom of the order has been impressive here so far. And their bullpen has pitched extremely well. Pitch is chopped to third on one hop. Perez has got it. He'll throw out Ponce. And the Wildcats are retired, but not before they take the lead on the Varner Jr. home run. A run, two hits, no errors, a runner left. We're going to head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Warriors need one to tie, two to go home happy. It's the Wildcats 6 and the Warriors 5.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between. Our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Well, the Warriors tied it in the bottom of the ninth of Game 1, and they're going to have to do something here again to do it in Game 2 as they trail 6-5. Valdivia to lead it off. Robert 0-4. It's been a rough day for Robert. Played great at shortstop, but the offense has been a struggle.
Well, let's see if they can make this happen like they did in Game 1.
Except
it's never a
three-run homer would finish it a little differently.
Yes.
Valdivia 0-4 in this game, 0-10 on the day. That is not the way you want to start your senior year. So Valdivia to lead it off, then Davies and Madrigal against Brandon Ponce. Trying to pick up his first win as a Wildcat in his debut on the mound. First pitch to Valdivia is a fastball, misses high, ball one. That's a pretty good day if you're Ponce, if you can finish out this inning. You get a home run in Game 1 and you get the win in Game 2.
Yeah, like I said, I think he's going to stay here in Turlock.
He may not leave. He might just sleep in the dugout and get ready to go in Game 2 for tomorrow. We'll be here fairly quickly thereafter. Fastball poured in there for a strike. 1-1. Got to figure Valdivia is going to take a strike in this at bat. Outfield, straight away. Felton, the center fielder, pulled a little bit towards left center field. And doubles defense. They are deep. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ansu has really found some command after he came in a little wild, probably a little amped up, has settled in now, and he has been a handful. Fastball. Called strike three on the outside corner. Valdivia can't believe it. And that is strikeout number three for Ponce. One away. And Luke Davies will be the batter. Davies is 1-for-4 here in the second game. He doubled and scored in the third. He is also grounded out three times. Twice to the first baseman.
Out of Roseville, California.
Sac City. Roseville, nice area. Fastball catches the inside corner, strike one.
Teddy Bruschi.
Roseville
High. Right.
Former New England Patriot linebacker. He's got a few Super Bowl rings, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
One strike pitch, and that's a changeup, and Davies way out in front, and he's behind in the count 0-2. And you can see Ponce's confidence just growing at every pitch and every batter.
Yeah, he's pounding the strike zone right now.
0-2 the count. Davies waits, left-handed hitter against the right-hander Ponce. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball foul tipped into the glove of Helm. And Ponce has struck out the first two Warriors here in the ninth. And the final hope for the Warriors will be J.D. Madrigal. Madrigal is 2-for-3 in the second game. He homered in the first, struck out in the third, singled and scored in the fifth, and he walked and scored in the seventh, which at the time tied the game at 5 until Varner Jr.'s go-ahead home run in the top of this inning. Fastball poured in there for a strike.
Yeah, he's not wasting any pitches right now.
No. I said Felton has swung over. It's actually, Varner Jr. has swung over towards left center field. Felton is not in this game. Blank is in right field. One strike pitch. Fastball in the dirt. 1-1. Madrigal, who tied it in the bottom of the ninth inning of game one with a 3-run homer. Warriors need that same thing here. Right now, they're in danger of dropping both ends of these doubleheader by the exact same score. 1-1 pitch, poured in there, and ripped into left center field for a base hit. Lead over to cut it off. Madrigal will hold at first with a two-out single, and the Warriors still have life, and now Alex Solis will come to the plate. Solis was the first guy to face. We got a pinch runner. It's Cooper Winton, speedster from Livingston High School. And Coach Story going to go out and talk to his big right-hander. Cooper, part of the Winton family down in Livingston High School. His grandpa Russ coached, and then he taught with my dad for ever. And I think Matt is his uncle. I don't think it's his dad.
Yeah, Matt Scott's his dad.
See, I knew you knew all that.
Yeah, I have some inside knowledge on that. Yes, Matt was and Scott both good athletes.
So when I did my student teaching, Matt Winton was a student teacher first semester, and then I stepped in and student taught second semester for the same two teachers. That was quite a nice year for those guys.
Yeah.
So Solis to bat with the tying run at first and two outs. He was the first guy Ponce faced, and he swings and flails at a pitch on a breaking ball that broke way off the plate, strike one. And really fortunate for Solis, he didn't hit that. That was going to go nowhere. Solis trying to keep things alive for Perez. Solis, the first batter Ponce faced, and he walked him on 5 pitches. Winton takes off. The pitch is going to be inside. No throw, and Winton's going to have a stolen base. And the Warriors have the tying run in scoring position for Solis. And it's 1-1 the count to the Warriors senior left fielder. First steal for Winton last year. Cooper had five.
He's fast.
Yeah, he is the pinch runner extraordinaire.
Yes.
He can scoot.
Yeah, he played basketball as well, and I'm sure he played football. I can't remember, but.
Usually those guys, living those small schools, they play. Yeah. If you're an athlete, you're playing as much as you're willing to do.
Yep.
Winton had an interesting year last year. He had one hit, but he scored eight runs and he stole four bags.
Three.
Look at that stats. Yeah. And he played 24 games. He only had 12 at-bats.
Crazy.
So he is the tying run at second. 1-1 the count to Solis. Can the Warriors get the big two-out hit? Solis going to drive one to right. Going back is blank, but he will get there. He will make the catch. And Central Washington comes into Turlock, and they sweep a doubleheader from the Warriors by identical scores of 6-5. Final totals for Central Washington, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Stanislaus, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher, Brandon Potts, he goes to 1-0. And the hard luck losing pitcher for the Warriors will be Caleb Bertoncini. He'll fall to 0-1. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with the Cut Steakhouse postgame show right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut's Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cut's also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Back here at a disappointed Warrior baseball field where the Warriors dropped both ends of a doubleheader to Central Washington by identical 6-5 scores. 6-5 in 13 innings in game one and 6-5 here in the nightcap. And good baseball today. Warriors just could not find a way to get that one big hit. They thought they won the game two different times in game one. And once they had a game-winning home run robbed and brought back into the field to play. The other, they had a call that they thought was a fair ball down the line, didn't go their way, and they lose game one, 6-5 in 13 innings, and then Bubba Varner Jr. with a big ninth inning home run with two outs and nobody on, the difference in a 6-5 victory. Here's our scoring recap brought to you by the Recovery Lab. Scoring began in the bottom of the first, as with two outs and nobody on, J.D. Madrigal hit his second home run of the day. A solo shot to left center field, and the Warriors led 1-0. The Wildcats tied it in the top of the third, a leadoff double by Travis Helm. After he went to third on a flyout, he scored an RBI single by Marcus Manzardo, and it was 1-1. Warriors answered back in the bottom of the third inning. As with one out, Luke Davies doubled after Madrigal struck out and Solis walked. Flavio Perez doubled into left center field to score Davies and to make it 2-1. The beginning of the day, though, was the fifth inning for the Wildcats here as they put a four spot with one out and nobody on. Three consecutive singles by Varner Jr., Blank, and Ponce chased starter Pierce Saylor. I brought in Caleb Bertoncini, got a foul out by lead, but then an RBI single by Sharp. Excuse me, with nobody out, Helm, Birch, singled after Manzardo fouled out. Then it was three consecutive RBI singles to score three runs. And then with two outs, a RBI single by Andrew Sharp scored Varner Jr. And it made it 5-2 Wildcats. But the Warriors came right back in the bottom half of the fifth inning with one out and nobody on, a single by Madrigal, a walk to Solis after Perez grounded out to third, which moved both runners up, a two out, two strike, two-run single by Art Navarrete Jr. scored both Madrigal and Solis, and it was 5-4. Stayed that way until the seventh inning. With one out, Madrigal walked. Ponce came in. He walked Solis after Perez struck out wild pitches while Navarrete Jr. was at the plate. One allowed the runners to go second and third. The second one allowed Madrigal to score to tie it at five. It stayed that way until the top of the ninth inning with two outs and nobody on. Caleb Bertoncini, who had pitched 4 1/3 innings of shutout, one hit relief, gave up a first pitch booming solo homer to right center field by Baba Varner Jr., his second of the day. And that is the difference in the game as the Wildcats win it 6-5. Well, we want to thank you so much for listening. We want to thank our station manager, Spencer Boyd. We want to thank Larry Johnson for his help in game one, Brett Tate for his help in game two, and Autumn Kirby, whose maiden voyage ended up being 7+ hours of baseball. Autumn, thank you so much. You stepped in and you took care of Flo College in game one. You took care of Blue Chip Broadcasting in game two. We appreciate so much. And you're going to hear more from Autumn as we go on. This was just kind of a learning experience, and she got lots of practice today. I want to thank everybody, for Joe D, for Ryan Glover, for everybody here at Stanislaus. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I want to remind you, next broadcast will be in a little over 12 hours. Is it 9:45 in the morning tomorrow? The Warriors will play another doublehitter, hopefully, if they can get them both in, as they'll play a 9 and then hopefully a 7-inning game before Central Washington has to head back north. I want to thank you so much for listening. Again, the final scores. Central Washington beats the Warriors 6-5 in both ends of the doubleheader, 13 innings in game one, 9 innings in game two. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, and God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. Thank you for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.